Welcome to Jamaica House Weekly, the program highlighting activities in the office of the Prime Minister over the past week. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay with us. The Kingston to Maypin leg of Highway 2000 was on April 17 renamed the P.J. Patterson Highway in honor of Jamaica's sixth Prime Minister, who was instrumental in the corridor's development. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller, who delivered the keynote address, lauded Mr. Patterson for his contribution to national development.
Frankly, I can't think of anybody more deserving of this honor than the man who, as Prime Minister, spearheaded the vision to advance the economic development of Jamaica by building a network of modern highways.
Mrs. Simpson-Miller says Jamaica's highway network will have pride of place as being among the most revolutionary developments to have taken place in the country's history. She notes that Highway 2000 and the North Coast Highway have helped open up the island to new levels of tourism and housing development.
Businesses have been able to expand and cut costs, whether through less wear and tear on their fleet or quicker turnaround in delivery times. Jamaicans now have more options in determining where to live because the highways have cut travel time and reduced the hassle to commute on a daily basis.
The 44-kilometer toll road, developed between 1999 and 2007, runs from Mandela Highway in St. Catherine to the Maypin Roundabout in Clarendon. The exercise coincided with Mr. Patterson's 80th birthday celebrations. In a show of solidarity and reassurance, the Prime Minister on Saturday, April 18, paid a special visit to the families of the four persons killed in the Money Musk housing scheme in Hayes, Clarendon. On Wednesday, April 15, 14-year-old Ricardo Briscoe, 14-year-old Raymond Givens, 16-year-old Alex Turner, and 35-year-old Marquise Hamilton were killed by gunmen at a house on Shrimp Street. Mrs. Simpson-Miller expressed sadness at the incident and called for greater protection of the country's youth. She also appealed for community members to find non-violent ways to resolve disputes.
We need to do better in Jamaica, and not for everything we fight, we quarrel, and we murder. We need to begin to live in keeping with our motto, out of many one. If we're one people, we shouldn't be killing each other. We shouldn't be fighting and quarreling. We should be trying to lift each other. We should be trying to help each other.
Mrs. Simpson-Miller last week also urged parents and guardians to send their children to church in order to preserve positive morals and values in the next generation. The Prime Minister made the call during her remarks at the Jamaica Baptist Women Federation's JBWF annual prayer breakfast on April 18 at Caymanas Golf Club in St. Catherine.
We have to go back to that kind of gentler Jamaica and a gentler society. We have to go back to being a people of strong values, of service, and we'll pay attention and unite in our communities, and we will bring about peace.
Mrs. Simpson-Miller also called on women of faith to continue to implement social intervention programs designed to protect and nurture the nation's children. Through the prayer breakfast and other activities, the JBWF is raising funds to build a halfway house for older children. The JBWF also operates the Garland Hall Memorial Home for Children Needing Care in St. James. Mrs. Simpson-Miller, who was patron of the annual prayer breakfast, made a personal donation to the JBWF's fundraising efforts. That's it for this edition of Jamaica House Weekly. Join us again next time for more stories coming out of the Office of the Prime Minister.
Which government organization offers you exceptional customer service? A tax office, police station, hospital, post office, health center, or NIS office? Vote for your favorite public sector organization in the Public Sector Customer Service Competition. Call toll-free 1-888-991-2752. Visit cabinet.gov.jm and follow the instructions. Or drop your entry form at government agencies islandwide. Votes close April 30, 2015. Let your voice be heard.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.